everyone, I'm Thanos Davelis, and welcome back to our podcast, The Greek Current, for your daily roundup, where we highlight the top stories of the day every afternoon with analysis from guest experts, policymakers, journalists, and HALC staff. In a historic decision for justice and democracy, an Athens court ruled today that the leaders of Greece's neo-Nazi Golden Dawn Party were guilty of running a criminal organization, bringing to an end a trial that lasted more than 5 years. The case has been referred to as the biggest Nazi trial since Nuremberg. Yanis Papadopoulos, a reporter at Kathimerini who has been covering Golden Dawn since 2010, was a witness for the prosecution in the trial and covered the verdict today, joins us with his report from Athens. Yanis, welcome to the Greek Current podcast.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Tell us about the sentiment on the streets of Athens today leading up to this historic verdict. This trial has been going on for over 5 years, and you could really sense the anticipation from the Greek people.
Yes. It was indeed a historic verdict. It was a landmark decision today in Greece, and thousands of people, an estimation was about 20,000 people who gathered outside the courtroom in Athens to hear the final verdict in a trial which has lasted over 5 years, as you said. The first day at the court was in April of 2015, and it was the longest trial in the Greek judicial history. The crowd, of course, was anxious about the final decision of the court, and some people expected that the verdict was going to be that the neo-Nazi party of Golden Dawn would be found guilty of running a criminal organization, but nobody could, you know, make a guess. The crowd, when the decision was announced by some people who organized the rally outside the court, cheered this landmark verdict, and it was a historic moment for Greece.
Can you give our listeners, Yanni, a brief overview of how Golden Dawn rose to prominence and what drove the government to crack down on the political party initially? I mean, you've been covering Golden Dawn since 2010.
Yes, Golden Dawn has been active as a neo-Nazi organization, a neo-Nazi party, for quite a while. Not just when it rose to power and it became possible for Golden Dawn to elect members in the Greek parliament. It's been active at least since the 80s, and its members, its leaders, couldn't hide their neo-Nazi ideology in their speeches, in the signs they use, the way they salute. Everything shows their Nazi past. Golden Dawn tried to run in elections before in Greece, but they were never successful in the past. The percentage of the vote that they gained was very, very low. So they could never be seen as an important political party. But this changed to an extent due to the economic crisis in Greece and due to the mistrust to the mainstream political parties. And there was a part of the Greek voters, they reached even 500,000 during an election period, who gave their vote to Golden Dawn. Despite numerous accounts and stories about Golden Dawn's Nazi ideology.
What drove the government to originally crack down on them as a criminal organization, though?
It was the murder of the anti-fascist rapper Pavlos Fissas in September 18 of 2013. Before the murder of Fissas, we had a domino of violent acts that were caused by Golden Dawn's members, even its MPs. And it was the murder of a Greek person, not an act of violence towards an immigrant, that basically prompted the Greek authorities to act and bring this case to justice.
This trial has been referred to as the biggest trial of Nazis since Nuremberg, and it involved several elements. Now, over the last 5 years, the court has read countless documents of evidence and has heard hundreds of witnesses. You were also a witness for the prosecution in this case, Yanni. Can you tell us about the trial and also about your involvement as a witness?
Of course, the trial lasted so long, and one of the reasons was the amount of the material that was gathered. There were videos of speeches that Golden Dawn party members gave in the past, texts that they have written, photographs that showed them making the Nazi salute. And of course, there were more than 130 prosecution witnesses who testified at the trial. And all this material, all those accounts, were very crucial in determining that Golden Dawn is a criminal organization. I was one of the witnesses for the prosecution I testified at court in 2017 about the stories that I've written as a reporter and about a racist attack that I witnessed in the neighborhood of Agios Panteleimonas back in 2011 before Golden Dome was able to elect a member at the Athens City Hall. So the role of the witnesses, the role of the victims who came in the court and testified and who were fearless despite Golden Dawn's intimidation tactics and in some cases threats, their role was very important.
We talked about the reaction outside the court in the streets where tens of thousands of people were waiting to hear the outcome. But you were at the court and you also spoke to some individuals who were victims of Golden Dawn's violence. Can you tell us about how Golden Dawn had targeted these individuals and what was their reaction to the verdict?
I spoke to Ahmed Abu Hamed and his relative, Saad Abu Hamed, who are Egyptian fishermen who have been living in Greece for several years. In 2012, they were attacked in their house by a group of Golden Dawn members. It was during the night when they came, and one of their friends was beaten very badly by the Golden Dawn's mob. Actually, he was left unconscious. His head beaten severely by the people who attacked him. Today, five of those people who were accused for this attack were found guilty in the court, and they were charged with attempted murder, and of course, they were found guilty as members of a criminal organization. Ahmed and Saad Abu Hamed, this morning, before they entered the court, they were stressed and anxious. They couldn't predict what the verdict was going to be. They said that they have faith in the Greek justice system. When I saw them again after the verdict, they seemed relieved. They told me that they might have moved to another house after this attack took place, but they decided to stay in Athens because they came here to find work. They came here for a better life, and they were able to find work. They were able to prosper in Greece. And they wouldn't just leave because of that. They said as well that it was very important that this case was brought to justice after Pavlos Fissas was killed, because that was the only way to stop Golden Dawn's members and their hate and violent acts to spread and target other people.
Yanni, can you tell us briefly about the verdict of the court? You mentioned a few of the individuals who had been involved in this act of violence. Can you tell us what the court decided for other high-profile individuals like the party's leader, Nikos Michaloliakos, and other members of parliament who were part of Golden Dawn?
Nikos Michaloliakos, Golden Dawn's leader, and six other former members of parliament of Golden Dawn were found guilty of running a criminal organization. And other 65 people from the 68 who were the accused were also found guilty as members of a criminal organization. Apart from the charges for the criminal organization, there were three main cases that the court had to examine and deliver a verdict. One of them, of course, was the murder of Pavlos Fissas. The other case was the attack and attempted murder against the Egyptian fishermen. And the third case was the attack and attempted murder against members of a workers' union that is affiliated to the Greek Communist Party. In those cases as well, most of the defendants were also found guilty.
When can we expect to see sentences announced? Because today we only got the verdict.
Yes, exactly. It's not sure yet. It doesn't seem possible that the sentences will be announced tonight. Court a few minutes ago was still in session. It might take another day or more. It's not definite yet.
Yanni, I want to wrap up with a last question. By the time that this episode is going to be released, many of our listeners will probably have seen the emotional video of the mother of Pavlos Fissas exclaiming, "You did it, my son." Beyond the sentences we are expecting the court to hand down, what does this verdict mean when it comes to the fight against Nazism and the extreme right in Greece and also in Europe?
It is very important. In the past, Golden Dawn, because of its popularity that was able to get among Greek voters, and because of its strategy and its propaganda that created an image of an anti-mainstream political choice to a part of the Greek public, became sort of a role model for right-wing and extreme parties among Europe, even to similar right-wing groups in the United States. It was an example for them. It set a path, a political path. But today's verdict might change that. Today's verdict is a reminder that neo-Nazi ideology doesn't have a space in a democratic society. It is also important to note that what this court examined in this specific case was how the neo-Nazi and racist ideology led Golden Dawn's members and the defendants to criminal acts.
Yannis, thank you for offering your insight and thank you for joining the Greek Current today.
Thank you very much.
In other news, ahead of a crucial EU meeting of interior ministers on Thursday, at which the Commission's proposed migration pact will be discussed, Greek Migration Minister Notis Mitarakis argued that the plan needs modification to make it fair to frontline states like Greece. He stressed that the plan must lead to a fair redistribution of asylum seekers among members of the bloc, or it is doomed to fail. The meeting on Thursday will be a first test of whether the Commission's migration pact has a chance of flying. Politico reports that the early signs are good and that no national capital has outright rejected the proposals. Meanwhile, Senators Chris Van Hollen and James Lankford are pushing the Trump administration to sanction Turkey amid reports that Turkey activated radars to detect Greece's U.S.-made F-16 fighter jets after an international military exercise and plans to conduct a comprehensive test of the missile defense system next week. Reports of this activation make clear that Turkey has no intention of reversing course and divesting of this system, Van Hollen and Lankford wrote. They added that the slow pace at which the Department of Defense is moving to remove Turkey from the F-35 supply chain has no doubt emboldened Turkish President Erdogan. That wraps up today's Daily Roundup. Thanks for tuning in.